All right, so get that. We're diving deep into Namibia today.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
Yeah, I think you'll like this one. Where to go Namibia? This tour operator based in Swakopmund.
Okay, so like a local expert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to love this, judging by what you sent over. It seems like you've got that photographer's eye, you know,
You know me too well.
always.
Yeah.
So think about this for a second. Swapping out, you know, endlessly scrolling through your feed
Oh, yeah.
for vast landscapes, incredible wildlife,
I like where this is going.
truly unique photo ops. That's Namibia, and where to go Namibia just seems to get it.
Yeah, they really seem to know all the best spots.
They specialize in these full-day photography tours. So they're really all about, you know, maximizing your time,
Smart.
getting you to the spots that matter, both those like iconic places and those hidden gems
Oh, I love that.
that you wouldn't find on your own, right? So
Exactly.
they've got a bunch of tours listed, but the one that really jumped out at me was this Welwitschia Moon Valley tour.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Have you ever seen these Welwitschia plants?
I can't say that I have.
They're ancient. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Some of these are over 1,000 years old.
Wow.
And then Moon Valley itself. I mean,
What is that?
just picturing this like stark, almost otherworldly landscape.
Oh, that.
Definitely prime territory for, you know, some really dramatic
Oh,
photo.
yeah, for sure. You know what? What's so captivating about the Namib Desert where these are found is how resilient life is there.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the oldest and driest deserts on Earth, right?
It is, but it's still teeming with life that's adapted in some pretty incredible ways.
Well, you mentioned that the Welwitschia plant can live for thousands of years.
Oh, yeah.
Is it true that it only grows two leaves its entire life?
That's right. Just two leaves. They just keep growing and splitting and twisting over time.
That's wild. Could you imagine capturing that in a photograph?
I mean, it's a testament to nature, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. We've got the Skeleton Coast Park and Shipwreck tour.
Ooh, that sounds a little eerie.
I know, right? Just the name. It's
Yeah.
like desolate beaches, shipwrecks, you know, shrouded in mist.
Atmospheric, for sure.
Super atmospheric.
Oh.
And where to go Namibia includes permits for getting up close to these shipwrecks,
Oh,
which
wow.
is a pretty big deal from a photography perspective, you know,
Yeah, that's pretty special.
because you can really get in there.
Definitely. And the Skeleton Coast is more than just visually stunning, you know?
I bet.
It's a place full of history.
I can only imagine.
Each shipwreck tells a story, you know, a glimpse into the past, both triumph and tragedy. And, you know, despite how inhospitable it seems, the coast supports a surprising amount of life.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, speaking of stunning landscapes, next on the list, Spitz Cup.
Okay.
You're calling this the Matterhorn of Namibia,
Bold statement.
right? It's this giant granite peak just rising up from the plains. Smooth red rock formations, natural arches,
Yeah.
ancient Bushman rock art.
Wow.
It seems like there's just so much to explore and capture, you know?
For the lens.
Exactly. Those granite formations at Spitz Cup,
Yeah, what about them?
millions of years in the making.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It really is like a window into the planet's history.
Yeah.
And you're right, the area around Spitzkoppi, it's surprisingly rich in life, you know?
It is like the Namib Desert, like we were talking about. You get these unique plants and animals that have adapted to that rocky terrain.
So cool. All right, shifting gears a bit, we've got the Cape Cross Seal Colony and the Dead Sea Tour.
Okay, a little different.
A little different. This one seems like it's all about contrasts.
Oh, okay. Ha so.
So on one hand, you have the energy of this seal colony, right?
What the?
Thousands of seals
Oh, wow.
just going about their day. Lots of potential for action shots.
Yeah.
And then you have the Dead Sea Namibia's version of the famous salt pan,
Okay, I've heard of that.
known for its like serene, minimalist beauty. Wait, did I read this right? You can actually float in it.
You can. The Dead Sea is incredibly buoyant because of all the salt.
That's so cool. And the Cape Fur seals? They're super social animals, right?
They are. Very complex behaviors, too. Watching their colony is fascinating.
I bet. Okay, so from nature spectacle to the some remnants of industry, we have the Conmine and Swakop River Tour.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of photographing, you know, these abandoned mining structures,
Yeah.
capturing the textures and colors of like industrial decay,
Interesting contrast.
and then contrasting that with the life that persists along the Swakop River.
Yeah.
It makes you think about how nature reclaims things, you know.
It always finds a way.
It does. And the Conmine, I mean, it offers a glimpse into Namibia's mining past, right?
Absolutely. Its impact on the environment, the stories of the people who work there.
It's a whole other side of Namibia.
For sure. And like you said, the Swakop River. that's where you see the resilience of the desert ecosystem.
Right.
The biodiversity along the riverbanks.
So cool.
Okay.
Last but not least, we have the Namib Naukluft Park Tour.
All right, the grand finale.
This one seems like the quintessential Namibian experience. You know those iconic red sand dunes?
I've seen pictures.
The vast desert landscapes, the unique geological formations.
Yeah.
They mentioned Sassa's Fly and Dead Fly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those are like straight out of a movie.
They are incredible.
And then, of course, there's always the chance of seeing some wildlife.
Like what?
Oryx, springbuck, even desert elephants.
No way.
Yeah. And the Namib Naukluft Park, it's just awe-inspiring.
You're making me want to go.
You should. It's a landscape shaped by millions of years of, you know, wind, water, geological forces.
It's incredible how these things are formed.
It really is. And the park is so diverse, mm-hmm. you know.
In what way?
You have the dunes, of course, but you also have canyons, mountains, these wide open plains.
Wow.
It really captures, you know, the raw beauty and power of nature.
You've sold me on this one.
It's pretty incredible. So it's clear that when Winnebago, Namibia, offers like a really comprehensive look at Namibia's photographic highlights.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's more than just snapping pictures, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's about immersing yourself in the landscape,
yeah.
Understanding its history, appreciating the delicate balance of these ecosystems.
Yeah, you're really connecting with Namibia on a deeper level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what stood out to me is how they emphasize that personal touch, you know.
I mean,
small group sizes, flexible itineraries, guides who are not only experts, but also passionate about photography.
That's a crucial point, you know, fostering that deeper connection between the traveler and the place.
Yeah, making the experience more meaningful.
So picking up where we left off, let's dive into some of the specifics of these tours.
Okay.
Starting with that Welwitschia Moon Valley tour.
Yeah.
What really stood out to me is how they've designed it around the light.
Okay.
They start early in the morning to take advantage of that soft light.
Ah, I bet that's beautiful.
For those Welwitschia shots.
Yeah, that makes sense. The way the light hits those ancient plants.
It's pretty magical.
It must be. And having guides who are photographers themselves.
It makes a difference.
Right. They can help you, you know, find the best angles and perspectives.
Exactly. It's like having a pro by your side.
I'm curious about the Skeleton Coast Park and Shipwreck Tour.
Yeah. What about it?
It seems like there are just so many stories woven into that landscape.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just about the visual impact of the shipwrecks.
Right.
But also about understanding the history.
The human element.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where Tigo Namibia seems to be really mindful of that.
In what way?
They talk about responsible travel, making sure that, you know, exploring the Skeleton Coast is done respectfully and sustainably.
Oh, that's good.
And their guides don't just point out the shipwrecks. They also highlight the unique plants and animals that have adapted to that environment.
Wow.
It adds another layer to the whole experience.
I can imagine. I bet the contrast between that stark beauty of the coast and, you know, the signs of life clinging to survival.
Exactly.
That would make for some pretty powerful images.
Oh, for sure.
Spitzkop. Now that sounds like a whole other kind of adventure.
It is.
Not just for the photography, but just the experience.
Yeah.
You're hiking maybe some rock, scrambling to get those panoramic views.
And all with that massive granite peak as a backdrop.
It's pretty epic. And don't forget about the Bushman rock art.
Oh, right.
Mm. Spitzkop is known for those ancient paintings.
Right. Thousands of years old, some of them.
That's incredible.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine having a guide who can, you know, point those out to you?
Yeah.
Explain their significance?
Absolutely. It adds a whole other dimension to the photography, you know?
Yeah.
Connecting you to the cultural history of the region.
It's like each of these tours offers a different way of seeing and experiencing Namibia.
That's a good way to put it.
The Cape Cross Seal Colony and the Dead Sea Tour, for instance.
Yeah.
That one seems to be all about the contrasts.
Right.
The energy of the seal colony versus the stillness of the Dead Sea.
Totally. And remember, you can float in the Dead Sea.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What kind of photographic opportunities does that open up?
I mean, it's a chance to capture those dynamic wildlife shots at the colony and then, you know, minimalist abstract compositions at the Dead Sea.
I like it.
Play with reflections, textures, light on the salt flats.
Ooh, that's cool.
Really get creative.
The Khanmyn and Swakop River tour also stood out to me.
Yeah.
Especially that juxtaposition of the abandoned mine.
Right.
Which is like this testament to Namibia's industrial past.
Exactly.
And then the surprisingly vibrant ecosystem along the Swakop River.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. About the impact we have and then the resilience of nature.
nature always bounces back.
It does. And visually, it's a fascinating contrast.
How so?
You got the textures and colors of that old mining equipment.
Yeah.
Set against the backdrop of the river with all its greenery and wildlife.
Yeah, you could tell a story with those images.
Definitely. Then, of course, there's the Namib Nakhluf Park tour.
The one that has it all.
The one that really captures the essence of Namibia.
Yeah.
You know? It's the landscape you see in all those photos.
The iconic dunes.
Exactly. It just begs to be explored.
Yeah.
And they pack a lot into this tour. Sussex Fly, Dead Fly, the dunes.
Plus the wildlife.
Oh, yeah. The chance to see some incredible wildlife.
It's amazing.
What sets this tour apart is the sheer diversity within the park.
In what way?
Well, you have the dunes, obviously, but you also have canyons, mountains, wide open plains.
Wow, so much variety.
It's like a microcosm of Namibia itself.
Yeah.
And because of that diversity, you have all these photographic opportunities.
From grand landscapes to, you know, those little details of desert life.
It's starting to sound less like a tour and more like a curated adventure.
That's what they're going for.
It seems like where to go Namibia has put a lot of thought into crafting these experiences.
Oh, yeah.
From timing the tours to maximize the light to including, you know, lunch and park fees.
All the little details.
It just adds up to a pretty seamless and immersive experience.
And it's not just about the logistics. Mm-hmm. It's about the human element, too. You know, they talk about their guides being passionate about sharing their love for Namibia.
I like that.
It's that enthusiasm that can really elevate a travel experience.
It's like having a personal guide. Someone who not only knows the terrain, but can help you see it through a photographer's eye.
Find those hidden gems, capture those unique moments.
You mentioned earlier that Where to Go Namibia emphasizes responsible travel.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, they keep their group sizes small.
Okay.
Which minimizes the impact on the environment.
That makes sense.
And their guides really know these delicate ecosystems. No. So they make sure that guests are exploring responsibly and sustainably.
So it's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Between the thrill of exploration and the responsibility of preserving these places.
Exactly.
For future generations.
It seems like Where to Go Namibia really gets that.
They do. Hmm. They're not just selling tours. They're facilitating a connection between the traveler and the land.
I like that. So we've seen how these tours offer a deeper dive into Namibia.
In so many ways.
Not just in terms of the locations, but the experiences themselves.
Right.
But what about the impact on the traveler?
What kind of lasting impressions do these tours leave? That's what we'll explore in part three. So we've talked about the incredible landscapes, the unique photo ops, and that responsible approach to travel that Where to Go Namibia seems to really, you know, get.
They do.
But I'm curious about the bigger picture, you know.
What do you mean?
The impact these tours have on the travelers themselves.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I mean, it's one thing to see amazing things and take beautiful pictures.
Yeah.
But does it go deeper than that?
I think that's a question that Where to Go Namibia addresses head on.
How so?
They talk about their tours fostering a connection with the spirit of Namibia.
I like that.
It's not just about seeing the landscape. It's about understanding it.
Its history, its cultures.
Yeah. The balance of its ecosystems.
So you come away with a deeper appreciation.
For the place, for sure.
Yeah.
The forces that shaped it, the people who live there.
It sounds like they're creating experiences that are both enriching and transformative.
Exactly. And they do it in a few different ways.
Like what?
Well, they emphasize small group sizes, so it's a more intimate, personalized experience.
Makes sense.
And they highlight their flexible itineraries.
Okay.
So there's a willingness to adapt to the interests of the guests.
So it's not just about following a set plan.
Right. It's about leaving room for spontaneity and discovery.
It's like they're inviting you to uncover the Namibia that speaks to you.
Exactly. Maybe you're into the geology. Maybe it's the wildlife. Maybe the ancient cultures.
They'll tailor the experience.
To your passions.
And that's what makes travel so special, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just about checking things off a list.
It's about allowing yourself to be surprised.
Or challenged.
Yeah. To connect with something bigger than yourself.
It's about those moments that stay with you.
Long after you've gone home.
The unexpected encounters, the views, the story.
And when you combine those moments with the knowledge and insights from the guides,
yeah,
the experience becomes even more powerful.
I think Where to Go Namibia understands that.
The power of those shared moments.
For sure.
They get that travel can be a catalyst for personal growth. Yeah.
And by fostering genuine connections between people and places,
they're creating something really special.
They are.
Looking back at everything we've discussed, I'm struck by the sense of purpose that drives them.
Yeah.
It's not just about showcasing the beauty of Namibia. It's about sharing it.
In a way that's both responsible and meaningful.
they seem to understand that travel can inspire and inform.
Absolutely.
By combining those stunning landscapes with a focus on history, culture, conservation.
It's a well-rounded experience.
It's more than just taking pretty pictures.
It's about capturing the essence of a place.
Bringing those experiences home with you. Sharing them with others.
Maybe even inspiring a little wanderlust along the way.
And isn't that what it's all about?
Right. Expanding our horizons, challenging our perspectives, connecting with the world.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So if you're listening to this and you're feeling that tug of adventure,
that curiosity about Namibia,
check out Where to Go Namibia.
Explore their website.
See what they're all about.
Yeah. See if their approach speaks to you.
Maybe Namibia is the place where you'll discover a new appreciation for nature.
Or the richness of ancient cultures.
The joy of exploring.
It might just change your perspective.
Who knows? You might come back with more than just stunning pictures.
You might come back with a renewed sense of wonder.
A deeper understanding of your place in the world.
Exactly.
Until next time, happy travels.